Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Meg Robinson. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber interviews Family Pastor Scott Torres about a book he just published, Lost in Love, A Young Person's Map Through Relationships.
Scott, thanks for joining me today. We at Harvest enjoy your work and ministry here with families and students. So we know that's a heart of yours, a concern of yours. You have come out with a short book that's new, and that's the main topic of our podcast today. Can you share with us how this came about?
Yes, I'd love to. April or May, my daughter was on me about, hey, I'd like to go to this camp, Dad. And so I was like, okay, I'm cool with you going to the camp, but, you know, the camp's fairly costly. So we got closer to the date of the camp, and then some of the people that were at the camp, they reached out to me and asked if my kids wanted to come, or one of them. And long story short, we were able to barter. They would allow my kid to go if I would, in return, in the fall, come back and speak to some high school and college students. And so I signed up, and little did I know what was going to happen, coming out of that. But I signed up a little bit later. We began to talk about the details of the retreat, and by God's grace, the theme of the retreat was going to be relationships. But that's really, so I give credit to the Lord, and my daughter was the one that kind of backed me in the corner of that one. Daddy, I want to go to camp. Well, anyway, so that was the first thing that happened. Right on the heels of that, I took a group of students to Maine on a mission, and a couple of our students were interested in each other. They had an experience, and at the end of that experience, I really felt burdened. I kind of was asking myself the question, what could I have done to help them? In the moment, I really couldn't do a whole lot. But I did think, man, if I could have said something or have given them something just to kind of give them maybe a little bit of a compass or some guidelines, what could I have done? Well, that led me from there to go, as I was beginning to planning out what we're going to teach to our students, I just thought, well, you know, I want to talk to them this fall about relationships. And then, right as that was all coming about, so the talking about relationships, going to speak at this retreat, watching a couple students kind of work through some relationship challenges, I was asked to do some premarital with another couple. So all four of those experiences were taking place, and I got an email, saw this thing on, if you can write a book tomorrow, what could you write a book on, or what would you write a book on? Well, I started kind of thinking in my head, these four things are swimming around. I said, well, relationships. You know, Andrew and I have spoke at a few different events, and we spoke on relationships. We told our story. We gave some students some feedback. Well, that's kind of how it all came about, you know. So I kind of signed on with the publishing school and wrote for 35 days. It took 35 days. Now, that may sound like a very short amount of time, but if you know me, I need to just kind of be dialed in over a short period of time with kind of everything I got. If a project is long, kind of tenured, or if it takes a long time, I tend to struggle. So I needed to just jump on it. And so what I did is I wrote in the morning, started about 3 or 4 in the morning, sometimes 2 in the morning because I couldn't sleep. And I just wrote to about 8 or 9 in the morning. And 35 days later, here was a rough draft that was completely rough. So that's kind of how the book came about.
Yeah, well, that's neat to see how God puts things together. And by the way, you and I have talked about this as well offline, that the students you mentioned totally support the book. You've talked to them personally, and they're saying, hey, we want we want help, and we want you to help others. So that's pretty cool. But that does bring us to the to this question, because the book is really aimed at primarily at students. Mm-hmm. Why are you aiming this book at students?
I think one of the main reasons is because students, when we invest in students, we're investing in the future and the future kingdom. And so, you know, Jesus tells us to make disciples, and that happens to be the space that I'm working in. But when I think about the future, I think about the next generation coming up that's going to take the gospel into where God has them. And so I think they're one of the best investments. I mean, you know, I don't mean that in a bad way, but I think helping young people follow Jesus is a good use of our time. So that's one of the reasons. And another reason why students is because when I think about when I, because in the book I share a lot of my own mistakes, failures. I wanted to give them something that I wish somebody would have gave me that would have really helped me navigate the space. And so I was kind of working from that. So I want to aim at students because I want to help them with this area. And this is a major area for high schoolers and college students. You know, the whole relationship piece is so predominant in their life at this season of their life. So that was a major push. Why? Because just they're important. This is a critical season of their life. They make a lot of good and bad decisions at this juncture of their life.
So should we conclude from your statement, Scott, that parents should not read this book or would not be interested in this book or it wouldn't be helpful for them in any way? Is that what you're wanting us to conclude?
Absolutely not. Just because it's written to students doesn't mean parents shouldn't be involved. Actually, I think it would be a good resource. You know, when I was writing, I'm currently in the process of talking to my two older boys about relationships and how to handle relationships, because one's a teenager and another one's a budding teenager. And I need to just teach them about it. So I had them in mind. And so when I think about parents, I wanted to create something that a parent could give to their kid and go, hey, just check this out. Now, if you look at the book, it's 100 to 120 pages. It's not something super extensive or super long, but it's a primer. It's something that a parent could give to their kid and say, hey, check this out. Look at a chapter or two, and let's talk about it. Which, when you think about discipling, I mean, that's very much the nature of discipling. It's talking about what God is doing. It's talking about an area of their life where you want to see them grow in Christ's likeness. And so if their parents listening, I'd encourage them to check out the book, to get a copy, give to their kid, and then just have some feedback about it. At the end of each chapter, the book is about 8 chapters, but about 7 or 6 of them have questions at the end of each of those chapters, and they're geared towards dialogue, so the parent could use this.
Our vision at Harvest is to develop people into followers of Jesus Christ with a passion to worship God well and communicate his love to others. And if you wanted to say that more succinctly, it would be to make disciples who make disciples. So here is a disciple-making tool, and we're happy that God has led you to do this, because we want to make disciples of students, but we also want to help parents make disciples of their students and for the two to work together. And we believe very much in that. In our last question here, two questions. The first one is, what would be the essence of the book? If you had to say this is a summary of the book in just a few sentences, how would you describe it?
So in the book, I offer students basically a map to navigate relationships, especially if they want to marry one day. And the map goes like this, and I base it around the word commit. Commit to God first, commit to friendships, commit to one person, then commit to engagement, and then commit to marriage. It's a map that has those 5 stops. And so that's the essence, is that if they will, you know, in principle, try to apply these, I think it would be helpful to their life.
And so my last question is, how can people find this resource? How can they get this book?
They can find it on Amazon. They can find it. It's really, it's in four formats. It's in a soft back, a hardback copy of the book. It's in an ebook, and it'll also be on Audible, or it's also on Audible. So it's found in all the various venues online. We're looking at maybe 2 to 3 months it'll be in retailers. But that's to come. So,
well, it's Lost in Love, and I've read it. Scott asked me to take a look at it, and it's very helpful. I encourage parents, students, disciplers, all to take a look at this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out about how you can donate to support the podcast.